And now stay tuned for a special broadcast of a very ham and bacon Christmas with me, Des Onan. It's a very ham and bacon Christmas, and I'm Des Onan here. That I recorded that. That's my own selection. And I didn't write it, but I played it. It's my own recording. And I want to create a Christmas special that you'll be able to enjoy as you're sitting around the ham and eating your rashers of bacon. For Christmases to come, I want to create an instant classic here because there are so few of those. Bing's dead, of course, unfortunately. Met it on the fairway. But I really think that we need more of these Christmas specials, and most of them are so terrible. I want to do a really good one. And I am home for Christmas. I'm recording it here. They wouldn't let me do another show up at the radio station. I think it was some complaint about something I might have said, but I didn't say anything wrong. It's that evil fat boy who always comes in there. I think he ratted me out because he's known to do that. He ratted out a friend of his, a good friend. For something, and not that I'm bitter, because I don't consider him a friend. I think he's a jerk, and he doesn't even believe in Christmas. But I'll try to be decent this year and do a nice Christmas show here at home at the Hammond. And here's somebody who reminds me of the evil fat boy, except he's not evil, but he's roughly the same size. Thank you. I don't know why they call it a Winter Wonderland. I like the song, but oh my goodness, that is just, you know, the Briosky kids up the road, they stole my goddamn shovel again this year, and I am so bugged. I'm sorry to say it that way, but these kids, and they would not kick my pumpkin this year, and if they had, they'd be out of commission for a while, which would have been good. And maybe I could have even put him with the brownies and the Jehovah's Witnesses in the backyard. I don't know, but whatever happens, they're just rotten kids, and I think all kids are rotten. And Christmas is for children, and I want it to be for us too, because kids are so rotten they don't deserve it. And before that, I played Ethel Smith with White Christmas, a Decca recording. She's very good. I have to say, she plays the Hammond. She's good. She's very good. Before that, Here Comes Santa Claus. I have to make sure he's wearing red, because if it's that evil fat boy, you know, who does that crapola show, I really can't take him. He is red. He's a communist. He's a literal communist. And he just wants to spread his lousy music all over the world, like a red threat. All this junk he plays. So I have to make sure it's visibly red, not actually red. So that's what we're dealing with here with the evil fat boy. I don't know what to give him for Christmas. I think he's a Jew. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because Jesus was a Jew too, but. This kid, it just, you know, he just bugs me. It just bugs me. He's always talking about his grandfather, great grandfather, in Krakow, and I have a feeling he'd like to go back there and be a communist. That's the type he is. Well, let's get off this talk. I see Tickles there in the background. He's trying to climb up the tree again. He's 20 years old, and he's just a pain in the neck, just a terrible, terrible cat. But I just can't bring myself to hit him with a putter. I guess we've been together too long. Here's Jesse Crawford getting into the spirit of actual Christmas.
Thank you.
I guess I'd gotten a little bit into the eggnog there, the bacon-flavored eggnog that I enjoy occasionally. I don't mind it. It's rather tasty with a little bit of bacon. The bacon bits in the eggnog really make it go well. Speaking of bacon, the evil fat boy, I guess he's not really an observant Jew because he eats bacon, but he told me how he made it. He puts it in the oven. He says, I don't want the house to smell like bacon. I said, what's the point if you don't want the house to smell like bacon? You're an idiot. That's why you make bacon, so the whole house smells like bacon forever. My house smells like bacon, and it's like having bacon all the time. It's wonderful. And this idiot doesn't want his house to smell like bacon. He's a snob. I ought to hit him with a putter. I really ought to. I don't know. Maybe I'm just hoping I'll get another radio show up at the station. But this is for you guys. This is for I don't have to deal with that jerk. Before that, Jesse Crawford. At least it says that on the record. I don't know if it's actually him because it could be someone else. God rest ye merry gentlemen, or I don't know if they're gay or not, but they're merry. I guess that's close enough. The first Noel, and they didn't have evil fat boy there to mess it up with his jerky jokes. That guy really bugs me. And speaking of things that are red, Here's that reindeer, that other one. Thank you. I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like Jesse Crawford. I sound more like Jesse Crawford than that. He must have had a stroke or something. That's not Jesse Crawford. Where are the tibias? The tibias, you know, that's the heart of the organ, and they're not using any tibias. It's all chimes and stuff. But it is Christmas, so maybe it was Jesse Crawford just pretending he had a stroke just so people wouldn't feel so bad that he was a better organist than they were. I feel that way sometimes listening to him. I say, why can't I play like that? And I began with Rudolph. I hope I don't have to pay any royalties for that. But all these Jew composers who write these Christmas songs want royalties. It's amazing how they do that. That was Rudolph. And then Bob Ralston, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. I had to throw some religious stuff in, too. It's great, but you know what? The thing about Ralston is, you know, why doesn't everybody talk about what a rotten, you know, pervert he is? He's a great organist, but and they don't ever mention that. I think it's the Freemasons who control the media never talk about how he's a pervert and what he did with those kids there. It's just never mentioned anywhere. And I heard Paul Harvey say it once about 30 years ago, and that was it. No more. It was gone, buried. You know, the Freemasons and the Illuminati and all those guys who control the media. Well, that's it. See, it's just shot. You never hear it anymore. And it's, you know, they never let you forget it. They never let you forget it. It just doesn't happen. I don't know. I've forgotten it already. See, what happened to Bob Ralston? I don't know. What did he do? Oh, gosh. They never let you forget. They're in control. It's what I'm saying. Oh, Tannenbaum, that's for the fat boy. That's a Jewish thing for him. Organ with chimes. Yeah, Tannenbaum. That's one of his relatives, I think. And We Three Kings of Orient Are. Nudge, nudge. How do you think of that one? Huh? Where do you think they came from? They didn't come from Biloxi. No, sir. They were from the Orient, which in those days was not China, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I think it's time to play some religious stuff. And here's that. Thank you. I think Santa Claus is going to pay us a visit. He's not going to pay certain, you know, who doesn't believe in him is, you know, who the guy I've been talking about, who looks just like Santa Claus, except he doesn't have a beard and he doesn't wear red, although he is red. As a matter of fact, the evil fat boy, no matter what religion you're talking about, they all send him to hell, even the Unitarians, and they don't believe in anything. So that's for so much for the evil fat boy. But Santa Claus is going to be visiting us very soon with our presents for me and Tiggles and all the other kitties we've got. We've got about, oh, I haven't counted them lately. There must be about, 28 or so. Not too bad. I offered to give some away, but it's tough to do that. You know what I'm saying? For that joy to the world, Charles Rann and his orchestra. And his organ. He's playing the Hammond, his orchestra. I'm talking like the fat boy now. Des Onan is me, and I played two of those selections. So, yeah, so I got all the kitties, their little things. I didn't give Tiggles his yet. Mr. Tiggles is, you know, my mother's old cat. He's about 20, going on 21 years old, and he's just as mean as ever. Just a filthy old rascal, and I didn't know what to get him. I was thinking of a pressure washer, taking him down to the car wash and just, you know, turning the hose on him. But that doesn't work anymore. He's on to me on that one, so I just give him a gift. And what I'm giving Tiggles this year, he's gonna love it. I'm sure he will. It's basically a catnip toy in the shape of a Hammond B3 console, classic B3 console. Not a Leslie. I don't have a Leslie on there, but just a plain B3 console. For Tiggles, and if he doesn't like it, then he can just go pound salt, because I looked all over for this thing, and you know, I got him some gifts some years ago, but they've been you know, I couldn't find the key to the trunk, and it was, you know, that was like 10 years ago. They're just sort of locked in there, so and I got some other things too, and they've been sitting there. I think a turkey's in there too. Not very pleasant thought, but that was back in 97. So it's got to be interesting by now. But anyway, Tiggles, here's your gift. I whatever. Go wild, go crazy, claw up something. I don't care. Nothing here is worth anything anyway. Just stay away from my organ, or I'll really have to kill you. And I wouldn't mind doing that at this point, but. Just try to stay away from that. What's that, Tiggles? Huh? What are you doing there? What's that? Tiggles, what are you doing? Oh, damn it! What are you doing there? It's a hairball. Ew! God damn it! A hairball. You want me to cut it open? All right. Well, looky there. It's the key to my trunk. Where did you find that? This is the best Christmas ever. Now I can finally open that trunk and give you all your presents from 10 years ago. Or so. I have to say, that's a miracle. Where did you find my car keys? The Impala. Where did you find the key to the trunk to the Impala? I was going to pry that open with a crowbar one of these days. I'm just too lazy. Well, I think this calls for a celebration. Here's more so-called Jesse Crawford. I don't think it's him, but here he is. Thank you, Tiggles. I think I'll let you live another week. That's a beautiful song. I love that song. I hope you enjoyed that too. Oh Holy Night. Not the Cher version, my version. And yeah. It's a miraculous season. I don't know how that cat found the key to the trunk of the Impala, but that was amazing. Could do that as a stage act, but I don't want to really get into that. You'd have to, you know, get booking and all that. But that cat's just amazing. You should see some of the other things he's coughed up over the years. But that was just incredible. And maybe that's a religious miracle. I have to put it in that particular classification. Here's before that Jesse Crawford, or it says on the label. I don't think it's Jesse Crawford at all. It doesn't sound like him. It's a Jesse Crawford usurper. A pretender to the name of Jesse Crawford with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And I'm feeling very good. It's going to be a good Christmas. We're gonna really enjoy it. We have after the recording here, we're gonna go have some bacon with some more bacon eggnog and maybe some chocolate with bacon bits on it. Very good stuff. I believe in Christmas. I believe in all that good stuff. I'm going to forgive everybody for about 10 minutes and try to be nice, but I don't think it's going to happen too much longer. Starting the new year, I'm going to get back into it. But until then, you know, don't go. I can even forgive idiots and jerks, and maybe even someday. That crapola boy there with his scratchy records and rotten jokes and his atheism and stupidity. But I gotta say, it's a good Christmas this year. We got food. The cats are all fed. Tiggles is only slightly destructive and doesn't smell quite as bad. Of course, the bacon covers a multitude of sins. So we're gonna keep him under wraps for a while and maybe I'll let him, you know, I'm not going to take him to the vet just yet. So I think we're going to be fine here. But I want you all to have a great Christmas. And remember to eat more bacon, listen to more organ music, and try not to associate with fat communists. And I'm sure you'll have a great new year. And that's all I got to say. It's been wonderful. And God bless you all. And try to, you know, keep your nose clean. Don't get in trouble. Don't associate with jerks. Just with nice people and cats. So here's speaking of the new year, I have to play this for you. Thank you. Been listening to A Very Ham and Bacon Christmas. Please share this program with your friends who feel similarly deprived of the real Christmas spirit. This is Des Onan, signing off.